And a heart attack.
所以呢，他在这个加护病房 ICU 呢，待了住了有两个星期。
So he lived in the ICU for about 2 weeks.
我就在就在那时候呢，就是赶快的回到家里去。
So I rushed back home at that time.
我在加护病房看着他，我心里就想，可能他熬不过来。
So when I was sitting in the ICU.With him, I was thinking that it could be his last time on earth.
但是神存留他的生命，这个，但是呢，他的健康呢，也从原本的是老当益壮呢，变成了老态龙钟。
But God preserved his life, but he's become from a healthy old man become a man who's showing his age.
然后2011年两年之后的话呢，他谦卑他自己，接受耶稣基督。
In 2011, he humbled himself to accept Jesus Christ and his Savior.
所以呢，我就在我父亲家附近呢，去找一个有老人的，而且呢以老人为主，并且呢是讲闽南语的教会。
So I searched around my home to find a church who's a composed of seniors and who speak Taiwanese.
这样子的话呢，他会觉得有一些朋友，然后呢年纪跟他差不多，而且能够讲普通讲这个闽南话。
So he could find friends who are of the same age and speak the same dialect.
那也很感谢神，虽然我妹妹呢她没有信主，但是呢她却愿意呢开车呢送我父亲，陪我父亲呢去参加主日崇拜。
So thanks to the Lord, even though my sister is not a believer, but she's willing to take my father to the church.
但是呢，去了几次之后，两三次之后呢，我父亲就不去了。
However, after a few times, my dad visited the church and he stopped going.
那我就问我妹妹说怎么回事，怎么不去了呢？
So I asked my sisters what happened.
因为呢，我父亲他的这个思考呢，跟不上。
Because my sister said my dad's thinking process can't keep it up.
他呢讲员讲他在想上一句讲员讲什么时候的下一句都已经讲完了。
So when he's still thinking about the sentence the preacher said, and so the preacher has moved on to the next sentence.
而且呢，坐在底下坐四五十分钟，对他来讲呢，也是很折腾的。
Also sitting there for 40-50 minutes is hard for him.
所以呢，我是相当能够理解他这样子一个难处。
So I understand his situation.
同样的，在座的你在这里呢，特别是老人家，你在这里坐四五十分钟的话呢，我也很感谢神。
Also, by the same talking, I really appreciate some of you, especially seniors, who's willing to sit here for 45-50 minutes.
这同时呢，也见证了您在神面前的忠心。
By doing this, also testify your faithfulness in the Lord.
所以我就在思想，我怎么能够来帮助我父亲
？So I'm thinking that how can I help my dad?
所以呢，在我下一次再回台湾的时候的话呢，我就把那个好几年前我帮他买的那个日文圣经呢给找出来。
So the next time when I went back to Taiwan, I found the Japanese Bible that I bought for him.
日文圣经很厚啊。
So the Japanese Bible is very thick and also very expensive.
因为呢，我父亲呢，他是接受日本教育的。
Because my dad was brought up under a Japanese education.
所以呢，他读日文呢的这个兴致呢，比读中文的兴致呢还要高。
So he has a stronger interest of reading something in Japanese than in Chinese.
就好像这个十年前，这十年前呢，我父亲呢，他不懂什么叫做。全职在传道这个东西。
So for instance, like about 10 years ago, my father didn't quite understand what means to serve full time.
所以呢，他就去找这个日文的文章。
So he went to search for an article in Japanese.
我也不知道他读了什么。
I don't know what he read.
但是呢，我父亲呢，他就不反对这个我做儿子的呢，出来全时间服侍。
So he no longer objectof his son being a full-time minister.
但是他生病之后的话呢，就没有办法再读了，再做阅读了。
However, after his sickness, he no longer read anymore.
不管不只是不能读日文圣经，他连他平常喜欢读的 日文的文章的话呢，他也读不了。
So not only can't read the Japanese Bible, but also can't read any other writings in Japanese or what?
那以前呢，然后我就在想说，那我怎么能够来帮我父亲
？Then I think, so how can I help my dad?
所以呢，我在下一次再回台湾的时候呢，我跟朋友呢借的一个。日语的这个福音影片 DVD.
So the next trip I went back to visit him, I borrowed a gospel DVD in Japanese.
那是完全是日本人制作的，这个是日文，然后呢是在日本取景，然后呢这个演员都是日本的，就完全是日语的。
It's made by Japanese and for Japanese. And
那我父亲呢，他年老之后。他以前年轻的时候喜欢到不同的地方去玩，年老之后的话呢，他就很少出远门了。
My dad was when he was younger, he liked to visit different places, but after he aged, he no longer make any trips.
所以他人在家里呢，但是他还是在学习。他呢就是看电视，他看呢就是看那个日语的这个频道呢，来学习得到新知识。
So even though he's at home, he still watches channels in Japanese to gain new knowledge.
生病之后，他不仅仅呢没有办法阅读，他连看电视的话呢，也没有办法坐在那里看。
However, after his sickness, he no longer watch any TV.
他的情况呢，一年呢就比一年变坏。
His health situation deteriorates year by year.
怎么样帮助我父亲？
Then how can I help my dad?
我父亲他话不多。
My father is doesn't talk very much.
所以你晓得我也话也不多，你就知道说是有其父必有其子是一个什么样子。
So like a father, like a son, that's why I don't talk very much either.
但是同时呢，他生病心脏病之后呢，他开始呢会打嗝。
And then after his heart attack, he started having hiccup sessions.
这个打嗝的话呢是。是一整年都在打嗝，而且呢，可以连续打嗝一整个星期的七八天的。
So when he hiccups continuously a week long.
甚至呢，严重到说呢，一打嗝的话，他就会呕吐。
Even to the severity that he would vomit after he hiccups.
所以呢，非常的不舒服，所以呢，他更不想要讲话。
So he's very in a very uncomfortable situation. So he doesn't even want to speak even less.
我回到家里大概只有七天或者是到十天左右，如果碰上我父亲打嗝的话呢，我们父子之间的交流呢就更少了。
So when I was home, typically when I visited my dad, I stayed there for about seven, you know, to 10 days. But when he's getting to the hiccups, and we don't even talk anymore.
上个月我回台湾，感谢神他没有打嗝，但是呢却牙疼。
So last month I visited Taiwan. This time he didn't have any hiccups.But instead, he had a gum disease, gum pain.
所以呢，我们也没讲到什么话。
So we didn't get to talk much either.
但是像大家一样，我们呢总是不放弃呢，能够想要来帮助家人信主呢，或者是帮助已经信主的家人呢，能够坚固他们的信心。
However, we still need to persevere to help our families to come to Jesus or help them to strengthen their belief.
所以过去呢，我常常告诉他呢，耶稣爱你。我爱你，我常常提醒这样跟他讲。
In the past, I keep on reminding him that Jesus loves you, I love you.
那这次呢，我学到一个，我想到一个新的，就是我跟他讲说呢，你是耶稣的人。
So this time I learned something, I thought about something new. I said, you are Jesus' man.
意思就是说你是属于耶稣的，耶稣呢他会负责，他会保守，他会看顾，他会照料你的。
Which means you belong to Jesus. Jesus will take care of you, guide you.
所以呢，在十月二十号他要做牙龈手术之前，我打电话给他。
So in October the 20th, and before his gum surgery, I called him.
那时候呢是台湾时间早上八点打电话给他，他是早上十一点要有手术。
So as I the time I called was about the eight a.m. Taiwan time, and it's about he's going to have a surgery at 11 a.m.
我再提醒他，你是耶稣的人。
So I remind him once more that you are Jesus' man.
如果你醒来之后，你没有看到我们，你就是回到耶稣那里去了。
If you when you wake up, if you don't see us, that means you're with Jesus.
因为呢，你是耶稣的人。 不用怕。
Because you're Jesus' man, so don't worry, don't be afraid.
我父亲他没有你他刚才听我讲，你知道他没有任何的圣经知识或者是这个基础。
So you know, and my father has no basic knowledge about the Bible.
但是呢，所以呢，他就需要呢被提醒说呢，他是谁。
So he need to be reminded often that who he is.
是耶稣基督的人，是神呢，是基督呢，是属于基督的，神呢会负全责的。
So whoever believes in Jesus, he belongs to Jesus, and Jesus is a full, take a full responsibility for you.
人，我们呢，信主的呢，我们要信得过神。
So for us who believe in Jesus, we can put our full trust in Jesus.
你我坐在这里，我们是满了，我们有许多的圣经知识的。
You and I are sitting here, we're full of biblical knowledge.
但是呢，我们知不知道自己我是谁？
But do we know who we are?
我们有没有把握？有没有确信说呢？我是属耶稣基督的，我是耶稣基督的人。
Do we are we sure we belong to Jesus?
我们是确认说呢，我是耶稣基督的人。
So we can be sure that we belong to Jesus, we're Jesus man.
我的父亲他时间不多了。
So my father no longer has much time on earth.
啊，86岁，而且呢有许多的慢性疾病，有所谓的三高。
So he has he's 86 years old. He has a lot of chronic disease.
所以我常常提醒他，每一次打电话给他，我就跟他讲说你是耶稣基督的。
So I whenever I call him, I would remind him that you are Jesus man.
我的时间也不多了。
So my time is limited also.
就告诉在座的他，认罪悔改，相信耶稣基督的，你是新造的人。
So, but I reminded every one of you, if you confess your sins and believe Jesus Christ, you're a new creation.
为什么说我时间不多了呢？
Why do I say that? My time is limited also.
很多都晓得呢， Jenny 呢，她有这个红斑性狼疮。
So a lot of you know that Jenny has a condition called lupus.
Lupus.那我也发现呢，我们当中不少人呢，认识从家人或者是亲戚朋友当中呢，曾经认识有人是得过这个红，有人是得到这个红斑性狼疮的。
And also, I learned that some of you also know somebody who has a lupus.
我第一次认识有这个红斑性狼疮病患的呢，是在7年前到中国温州做门徒培训的时候，有一个学员呢，他就是有红斑性狼疮。
The first time I learned about this condition was when I visited when I was at the DTC training in Wenzhou, China.
所以呢，如果你以前都不知道有这样子的一个人的话呢，现在你可以说，哎，我认识一个经理呢，他就是有红斑性狼疮的。
So if you never heard of the condition of lupus before, now you know somebody who has lupus, which is Jenny.
同时我也发现这个红斑性狼疮的症状，它的表现出来的症状呢，差异相当的大。
And also learned that the symptoms associated with the lupus varies from person to person.
那 Jenny 她主要的症状之一呢，就是她的这个自身免疫性溶血性贫血。
And associated with Jenny's condition, I would try to say the condition is autoimmune hemolytic anemia.
那这个是当你遇到冷的时候，天气冷的时候呢，它就会诱发体内的抗体呢，去攻击身里头的这个红血球。
So when you have the cool temperatures, we induce body strong body reactions.
那这个身体的抗体攻击红血球呢，这个红血球呢就会受到破坏。那表现出来的话呢，就是一个贫血的一个现象。
So the reaction would have attacked the red blood cells and it will cause you of reduce your levels of red blood cells.
基本上就是暑假3个月的时候，他有一个怎么讲，是一个他的体力呢正常，他的生活是正常3个月。
Put in plain words, during the summertime for the 3 months, so when temperature's high, she's living a normal life and has a normal health.
现在天气转凉了。他的身体呢也开始受到影响。
But is when the temperature start to drop, and her health is affected by it.
所以呢，医生呢一直在监控他的这个免疫球蛋白 M 这个抗体呢， 的这个指数。
Then the doctor has been monitoring her health.
那这个指数如果超过了一个水平的时候的话，就需要做化疗。
And this particular index, if once the index is exceeds certain limit, she need to go through chemotherapy.
那我知道 Jenny 她对这个药物非常的过敏，非常的敏感。
I know Jenny is very allergic to many medications.
Sensitive.
Very sensitive.
所以呢，这个可能药物对她身体的折腾，说不定还会比这个病呢对她的折腾还大。
So therefore, going through the chemotherapy, the suffering from the medications would be even induce stronger reactions.
而且化疗呢，化疗事实上只是呢把它的这个 IgM 呢把它压抑下来而已，不是说呢化疗就会好了。
So actually, the chemotherapy won't heal her; it's only to reduce a certain index in her body.
为了妻子。他的生活品质，我这个做丈夫的需要做个决定。
So in order for the wife to have a quality life, as a husband, I need to make a decision.
我需要做一个行动。
I need to take action.
经过祷告，经过等候之后，也跟教会的长老执事沟通分享。
After some prayer and after thinking and after communicated with the church elder and the deacon board.
我很感谢教会长执他们的鼓励、他们的体谅、他们的支持。
Thanks to their support.
那明年呢，我们会搬到比较，我们搬到暖和的地方去。
We have decided to move to a warmer place next year.
那这个呢，会是我们最后一个秋天，最后一个冬天在这儿。
So this will be the last fall we'll be here.
我们很舍不得。
So we didn't really want to move.
因为呢，这个18年的青春呢，就是在这儿。
So I spent the last 18 years here, my youth.
我们搬来的时候，我们搬来的时候才30多岁而已，哎，你是很年轻了。
Yes, we were young, so we were only about 30s when we moved here.
18年，我们把我们这个人生的精华，然后是放在这个教会里。
So we spent the best of our time in this church.
然后我也跟大家看到你们的孩子从出生到长大，我也跟着大家走这么一段路。
So also I have seen many of your children growing up.
那同时呢，这个过去9年多在这边牧会的话呢，我得到长老执事的鼓励跟支持。
Also as a pastor for this church in the past 9 years, I've been fully supported by the church elder and the deacon board.
我可以这么讲，能够找到这样子的一个长执同工，非常不容易。
I have to say that it's very difficult to find such a good deacon and elder board.
因为这因着我们的同心，我们教会呢，今天呢能够走到大家的这个灵命的话呢，比过去呢晋升了许多。
Because our oneness, we have been able to move the church spiritually and this far.
而且呢，我们可以看到说教会这样子一个平稳。
To also to see our church being in such a stable state.
所以我们非常舍不得。
So we didn't really want to move.
但是提醒大家，主耶稣基督才是教会的元首。
But in the meantime, I need to remind everybody that Jesus is the true Lord of the church, the chief of the church.
耶稣基督才是我们的大牧者。
So Jesus Christ is our chief shepherd.
如果你我不跟着耶稣基督的话呢，那你跟错人了。
So if you and I do not follow Jesus, we're following the wrong person.
我们相信呢，神带领我们离开，神对这个教会更是有他的预备安排。
So now we also believe that in the God lead us away is because He has a better plan for this church.
如果你需要跟我们个别交谈的话呢，让我知道。
So if you would like to talk to us privately, please let me know.
那事实上呢，我们还会在这里呢，还有好几个月的时间。
As a matter of fact, we are still going to be here for the next few months.
我们的需要是什么呢？
So what are our needs?
为我们祷告。
Please, we need prayers.
我们要知道神呢，怎么样来带领我们走下一步。
We want to know how God is leading us for our next step.
我不敢讲说呢，跟亚伯拉罕一样呢，不知道往哪里去。
I can't say that I'm not like Abraham. I didn't know where I'm going.
我知道要到暖和一点的地方去。
I know I'm going to a warmer climate.
但是呢，要到底到哪去，我们需要神的带领。
But which particular destination is what we want to know?
我们怎么样？我跟 Jenny 我们两个人怎么样来服侍？是一个怎么样的服侍的形态？我们需要神的带领。
So in what positions, how can we serve God? We want to know that also.
那至于说在什么样的时间是最合适的，我们也需要神的带领。
And also the timing, is something we want to know.
所以呢，我们有一个很模糊大概的一个方向，我们晓得。
Yes, we have a general direction. That's what we know.
我们也需要有一些预备，知道说呢哪边是比较暖和的地方，至少是这样子。
And also we need to do some homework, to do some preparation to know where are the warmer areas.
最重要的是呢，神他在我们的身上的心意能够成就。
But ultimately, we want God's will to be done on us.
那我也很确信，新造的人这样子的一个信息呢，是我这个服侍神的一个主要的这个叫重点之重点。
As a matter of fact, the new creation is one of the main focus of my ministry.
那在座的信耶稣的基督门徒，你知不知道自己呢是新造的人？
Now for everyone who's sitting here, if you are the disciple of Jesus Christ, do you know you're a new creation?
那这新造的人是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to be a new creation?
好吧，我们一起来读彼得前书第二章一到三节。
How about let's read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
先跟我用中文读一遍，然后跟刘磊用英文读一遍。
So we read it in Chinese one time, and then read in English the second time.
来，一起来。所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。英文。
Once again in English. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good,
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
是父神，你帮助我们，叫我们单单定睛在耶稣基督身上。
God, we thank Jesus. Thank you that you help us to focus on Jesus Christ.
也让神你自己的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So that your word become the light of our path.
也让我们单单的认定你是我们的神。
So that also we only claim you are our Lord.
我们愿意单纯的来跟随你。
We only want to follow you.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 第一节他这么讲说。
So what does it say in the first verse?
第一节。所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
So it says, therefore, rid yourselves of malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
如果你懂英文的话，你可以知道说呢，它是英文的话呢，是用一个命令式的语句。
If you know, understand English, you know it's a command. It's the tone of the sentence is like a command.
你说要除掉这些东西，你会觉得说好难啊，我怎么除掉这些东西呀？
So now, say, you shall do all those things, but you would say, how, it's difficult to do all this.
尤其呢它上面三次说到说这一切。
So also he said several, three times, I said, all of this.
你把那些不显眼的，那些不严重的，或者是那个小的那个恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒、毁谤的话呢，都给包括进去了，一切所有都是了。
So when you say all and every, that means every little bit of things, even the small, the minor malice, the deceit, are also included in this command.
我们从小就知道这些都是不好的。
We know that when at a young age, we know all those things are bad.
但是这么多年来下来的话，我们当中有多少人呢？说我已经成功了，我已经把这些都去除掉了。
However, after so many years of struggle, who almost can say that I have get rid of all those things?
懂中文的话，你会觉得更奇怪，因为呢，他说呢，已经没有这一些了。
So if you understand Chinese, you would feel quite strange because said you don't no longer have all those things.
怎么可能没有这些了？
It's impossible. How could we not longer have all those things?
第一节一开始是怎么说的？
So what does it say in the very beginning of the first verse?
所以
it says therefore.
那就前面到底他说了什么呢？
So what did he say before the therefore?
在一章二十二节。
So in chapter 1, verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
So now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
是不是已经洁净了？
So are you purified?
是的，他这里呢是用一个完成式的时态。
Yes, it's indeed because the tense is like a complete tense of completion.
那是怎么能够变成圣洁呢？洁净的呢
？But how can you become purified?
一开始他说的因顺从真理。
He said by obeying the truth.
所以呢，这不是说呢做了什么，或者是我不做什么而能够洁净，而是呢是因为我相信接受了这个。基督福音，也就是这个顺从真理。
So it's not what we did or we didn't do that, but it's by what we believe, we follow the truth, by obeying the truth, it's what out of the heart.
所以呢，这是一个属天的法则，也就是说呢，相信主耶稣基督就圣洁了。
So it's a heavenly principle that by accepting, believing Jesus Christ, we become purified.
因为呢，我们在这世上呢，找不到这样子的事情。
But we cannot find such a thing on earth.
所以呢，这个呢是从神那里来的一个恩典。
So it's a grace from heaven.
那有是有了这个洁净圣洁的生命，我们才能够活出洁净圣洁的生活来。
So we have to have this purified life, so that we can live out to this life.
这是怎么样一个圣洁的生活呢？
So what kind of a purified life?
他说呢，爱弟兄没有虚假，这个是圣洁的生活。
Like it says here, it's sincerely loving for your brothers.
意思就是说呢，我们不是这样子真心的爱弟兄的话，我们就是虚假。
So which also means that if we don't love our brothers with a sincere love, so we're fake, we're not real.
而且呢，从心里彼此切实相爱。这个也是一个圣洁的生活。
And also says we need this one of the signs of a purified life is like a loving your brother from the heart.
那相信接受基督的福音之后，另外还发生了什么事情呢
？Now after you accept, believe and accepting Jesus Christ, what happened next?
第二十三节，他说到说你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子是借着神活脱长存的道。
So he said in verse 23, he said, For you have been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
所以呢顺从真理的话呢不仅仅是洁净了而且呢是怎么样是蒙了重生。
So after obeying the truth, not only you become purified, but also you're reborn.
这里头呢，都是用一个完成式的时态来讲到圣洁了、重生了。
And it's all have been completed.
那这也不是人我们自己做了什么事情。
It's also again, it's not because we did something.
而是呢，我们需要依赖一个外来的一个源头。
So we because we depend on an exterior source.
那这个源头呢，就是神的道。
The source is God's word.
而且它形容是什么？是一个活泼、长存，是一个活的，是一个永存的道。
And it's a living and enduring God, a word.
换句话说
，In other words,
信主的人。是已经有了新的生命，是新造的人。
So in other words, that if once become believers, we're new. We have a new life. We are newer creation.
不管你自己感觉怎么样
it's not doesn't matter how you feel.
也不管你到底理解了多少
doesn't matter how much you understand.
这个呢是已经发生的事实的
This fact has occurred.
然后第二章第一节，他说：“所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。”
Then in verse said in verse one, therefore rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
我九月份的时候回台湾，大概有一个星期左右。
So in September, I went back to Taiwan for about a week.
我告诉你。每一天呢都是八十八度、九十度以上。
So every day is like a temperature is about 88 or 90 degrees.
我父亲家呢没有冷气耶。
And in my father's house, there's no air conditioning.
而且呢，我是住在那个顶层啊。
And I slept on the upper floor.
那个，所以呢，我是这个吹电风扇啊，是二十四小时这样吹啊。
So I have the fans blowing at me 24 hours.
只有一个晚上。
Only one night.
就刚好是台风夜的时候，我可以把这个电风扇关起来，因为凉快多了。
So the night the typhoon went through, so I didn't have to use the fan.
所以呢，在我父亲家里呢，不管做什么，绝对有汗。
So it doesn't matter what I did in my father's house, I was sweating all the time.
就是不做什么也是流汗。
So I was sweating also even there when I was idle, was not doing nothing.
这衣服呢是湿的，又干，干了又湿的。
So my clothes is a bit dry and wet, wet, dry. Keep on going, doing like that.
一天下来，最舒服的是什么时候
？So the most comfortable moment of the day is
啊，去冲个冷水澡。
To take like a cold shower.
所以第二章第一节，它中文的意思是这样子。
So in verse in chapter 2 verse 1 the Chinese the Chinese word's meaning is this.
你既然已经冲凉，已经干净了，那还要穿把那个臭的那个衣服给穿回去吗？
So if you have already taken a shower, and would you wear back put back all the dirty clothes on?
意思就是说呢，你千万不要把那个臭的衣服呢再给它穿回去的。
So it says, do not ever put the stinky, dirty clothes back on after taking the shower.
那些恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒、毁谤的话，跟我们这样新造的人是不相干的。
So all those malice, the deceit, the hypocrisy, envy, and slanders have nothing to do with us anymore.
英文的意思是什么呢？
So what will be the meaning of the English, the verses in English?
你既然冲凉已经干净了，你怎么迷糊的把那个臭的衣服又给穿上去了呢？
So after you now you have taken the shower, why you're confused to put the dirty clothes back on?
不要再迷，换句话说呢，你不要再迷糊的，赶快的把那个臭衣服给脱下来了。
In other words, said, do not be confused.That to put the dirty clothes back on again.
这些恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒、毁谤，是跟你我这些信主的人、这些新造的人是不相称的。
So all this malice, the deceit, the hypocrisy, envy, and slander do not match our status.
所以不管是哪一个英文或是中文，不管是哪一种解释
，So which doesn't matter which interpretation, the Chinese or English interpretations.
新造的人是告诉我们说呢，我们可以不干这些事的。
So as a new creation, we are capable of not doing all those things.
而且呢，我们是已经有能力可以活出那基督的生命了。
So we're capable to live out Jesus' life.
关键是什么？
So what's the key point here?
就是说呢，你是不是知道说我已经是新造的人了？
So whether you know or not, then you are new creation.
是不是知道说我已经洗干净了？
It's known that you have been cleansed.
是不是意识到常常我强调这常常意识到说我是一个新造的人？
Whether the often remind yourself that you are new creation.
而且我们是用这个新造的人呢来过日子。
And live our life.As a new creation.
记不记得我们教会今年的主题目标是什么？
Do you still remember the theme of our church this year?
活出合一生量，是不是？
Yeah, live out the oneness.
Living as one.
Yeah, live as one.
如果第一节任何的一项在我们当中的任何一个人，我们呢就没有办法活出合一的生量了。
So if if one of those items.Is occurred in any one of us, so we're not living as one.
我不是说呢，叫大家去当警察，去看说，哎，你没有，哎，你没有活出，你有这个，你有那个。
So I'm not telling you to be a policeman to watch out who is committing to which one.
而是呢，在提醒我们自己，说呢，我怎么样来看我自己。
But it's rather to use it to remind ourselves to see how do I see myself.
我们是怎么样来过日子的
？How am I living my own life？
因为圣经已经告诉我们，我们这些信耶稣的，我们这些基督门徒是新造的人。
Because the Bible has told us that all of us are new creations。
这不是我自己编的，这是呢天经地义，圣经说的一个事实。
It's not I made it up. It's because what's said in the Bible is a fact。
看自己是新造的人，就能够有活出。这个有能力活出基督生命。
So viewing ourselves as a new creation would enable us to live out Jesus Christ's life.
我常常提醒我自己，我是新造的人。
I need to remind myself. I remind myself often that I'm a new creation.
你常常提醒你自己吗
？Do you remind yourself often?
有怎么样的生命，就能够活出怎么样的生活来。
So whatever life you have in you would help you to live out what kind of life.
所以呢，大家会问说，那新造的人是一个怎么样的样子呢
？So you might ask, well, a new creation. What does a new creation like? It look like?
第二节他说
，The second verse said,
他说就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
So it's like a newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
这个图像呢是源自于一章二十三节。
So this image is coming from chapter 1 verse 23.
一章二十三节他这么说。
1:23 says,
你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子是借着神活泼长存的道重生。
So for you have been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
我们再看下一章，又回到二章二节。所以呢，那个出生的婴孩，他最想要的是什么
？So for a newborn baby, what does the newborn baby want the most?
我望眼看去，我想我们这边都觉得好像那个出生的婴孩离我们太远了。
So I look around here and say, everybody's thinking, oh yeah, it's happened a long time ago.
出生的婴孩他要是喝奶。
So the newborn babies crave for milk.
你不给他奶喝的话，他就哭，而且是使劲的哭。
If you don't give the baby milk, it would cry and keep on crying.
你给他奶喝的话，哇，他满足，他享受。
So you give the baby milk, the baby is so satisfied, so happy.
那你问婴孩说，哎，你为什么这样子
？So if you ask the baby, hey, why do you want milk?
他答不上来啊。
He can't answer you.
但是我们大人知道，我们自然知道，说只有奶，不只是能够滋养他的生命，而且呢，能够叫这个婴孩呢，能够成长。
So, but as adults, we know the milk would not only nourish his life, it would also help the baby to grow up.
所以呢，你我基督门徒，我们这信耶稣的，就像那个出生的婴孩一样，爱慕奶。
So as a believer, so we should be like the babies craving for milk.
爱慕怎么样的奶呢？
So what kind of milk?
他说呢，纯净的灵奶。
The pure spiritual milk.
那什么是灵奶？
So what is spiritual milk?
上面一章二十三节，我们刚才提到说呢，圣所传是神的道使人能够重生。
So it's said in verse 1:23. So through the word of God.
那再加上呢，一章二十五节呢，他说呢，唯有主的道是永存的，这所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Also in verse 1:25 said, but the word of the Lord stands forever, and this is the word that was preached to you.
所以我们看这个，我们研究一下这上下文的话呢，大家可以知道说这个灵奶呢。就是指神的道，是指圣经，神的话语。
So therefore, if reading the context here, we know the milk, spiritual milk, is the word of God.
我们再看，但是呢，下一章第二章二节呢，它还有一个形容词，它说呢是纯净的。
And also, there is another word for spiritual milk, and that's pure.
那是什么意思呢？
So what does pure mean?
有一位姐妹她在跟我讲说呢。他前一阵子呢，全家呢回台湾探亲。
So, sister, Amos told me her experience of visiting Taiwan some time ago.
回去台湾要吃什么呢
？So she went back to Taiwan. So what's she gonna eat?
就到那个吃那个路边小摊贩。
So she would eat the food booths on the street side.
但是呢，她的女儿呢埋怨说，跟妈妈讲说呢。这个味道怎么变了呢
？But her daughter complained to mom, said, "Why the taste of the food changed?"
不像以前那么好吃了。
Not as good as before.
这不是一两家店的问题，这是整条街的问题，是整个城市的问题啊。
Not only this particular booth, but it's the entire street and also in the entire city.
到底发生了什么事情
？What happened?
过去两三年，我每一次回台湾的时候。
So in the past few years, every time I visited Taiwan,
每一次我回到台湾，我所听到的、所看到的主流的新闻呢，都是在讲食品安全的问题。
So every time I read in the news media, it's all about the food safety.
现在政府呢，把这些有毒的添加物呢，都清除掉了。
Now the government has prohibited the poisonous additives to the food.
这个食物的这个。色香味甚至那个质感呢都变了
So the food is the smell, the color, even the texture have all changed
事实上是变回原来那个真正的原味了
Actually they're changed back to the very original state
只是呢加了这些东西的话呢让它呢让你觉得哦怎么那么脆啊
yeah,
怎么那么香啊
But if you add all the poison additives actually make it taste like so much better
但是第二章第二节不是在讲这个纯净，不是在讲这个添加物。
So, but it's here in verse two, it's not talking about the additives, the pure.
因为呢，在以前两千多年前，没有这些什么化学药品添加物，没有的。
Yeah, because back to 2,000 years ago, people do not add any additives to food.
那什么叫做纯净的呢
？So, what is considered pure?
就是没有。稀释过的奶
，It means in other words means not diluted.
以前呢，有一些不孝的商人呢，他们贪心，他们呢就加水，原本是一瓶呢可以一瓶半。
So bad in the old times, some of the bad merchants would add water to the milk to make it to increase the volume.
只有喝的这纯净的奶，这个目的是什么呢
？So, but if you need to drink the pure milk, and what's the purpose of drinking the milk?
叫你们因此渐长
，so that you may grow up。
婴孩刚出生的婴孩只能喝奶，才能够正常的成长。
Newborn babies can only drink milk to grow up。
同样的，信耶稣的你我，也只有吃那个纯净的奶，也就是神的话语，我们的灵命才会成长。
By the same talking, then as new believers, so you and I, we need to drink God's word to grow up。
我们稍微停一下，有没有想到说呢？为什么他说爱慕
？So let's pause for a second. Why he's saying that? Use the word crave.
他为什么不说就喝？喝灵奶不是 直接了当嘛。
So why didn't he say the use the word say drink? Just drink the milk. Is that more straightforward?
所以这里告诉我说呢，那你里头那个内在的一个正确的态度，那个爱慕呢，比外在的行为去喝呢，要重要的多了。
It's telling me here that your internal attitude is more important than the exterior actions.
就好像这个出生的婴孩，他很单纯的，他很单纯，只是爱慕这个奶。
So it's like a newborn baby, just like a very simply crave for the milk.
我们这些信耶稣的也一样，是一个单纯的心，渴慕神的话。
So it's like a, just in the same way that our new believers also have a simple heart to.Long for God's word.
而不是说呢，我呢读神的话语呢，是为了增进，是为了要比较，是为了显出呢我知道的比你多。
It's not like when we're reading the God's words, we're just say, "Hey, I want to just increase my knowledge to show that I know more about the Bible than you do."
然后最后二章二节最后他说以致得救，难道以前没有得救吗
？So the word also said you may grow up in your salvation. Now, does it mean that you were not saved before?
不是。
No, it doesn't mean that.
我们看下一章新普及译本怎么翻译。
So let's look at the next page to see what the New Living Translation says.
最终得到完全的拯救。
So it says here you will grow into a full experience of salvation.
就是直到那个末世那个最后那个完整的完全的拯救。
So is that which means that at the end of time when the salvation is completed.
换一句话说。
In other words,
我们在这地上的时候，我们的灵命成长呢，是一直在进行的。
So when we're living on earth, our spiritual growth is ongoing.
如果你想说，哎呀，我已经够了，哎呀，我已经很成熟了，哎呀，我不需要再成长了。
If you think that, oh, I'm mature enough, I don't need any growth anymore.
那我说，你喝的奶呢，是不纯净的。
And then I would say the milk you drink.It's not pure.
是被稀释过的。
It's diluted.
什么叫做被稀释过的呢
？What does it mean to be diluted?
你听了之后呢？哎呀，不痛不痒。
So if you hear the words, you don't feel much about it. No, you're not sensitive to it.
你不需要呢认罪悔改。
You don't. You feel like you don't need to confess your sin and repent.
然后呢，听了之后呢，让你自己呢就感觉自我感觉良好。
And after you hear the words, you feel good about it.
这是稀释过的。
So that means the word, those words are diluted.
这不是纯净的灵。
Not spirit, not pure.
如果我传讲的是这个稀释过的信息的话
，If I'm preaching words of this diluted quality,
我求神经常的光照我。
I would pray that God shine lights on me.
我就会像宁华长老他上个礼拜所说的说呢。我有火了。
So I would be like, I would feel like a, just like a Elder Ninghua preached the last Sunday that woe to me.
那再回来刚才所问的问题，那新造的人是一个什么个样子
？Now let's go back to the question. So what does the new creation look like?
新造的人他是透过神的话语呢，他是持续在改变的。
It's the new creation is the person that is keep on changing through God's words.
我呢，我自己我能够接受我们这个俗话说呢。活到老，学到老。
So I accept that our Chinese old proverbs of learn as long as you live.
我们可以学到新的知识，我们可以学到新的技巧。
So we can learn new knowledge and new skills.
但是呢，我个人我不认为说呢，一个年老的人呢，他能够改变他的生命。
However, I don't think an old person can change his own life.
因为连习惯都很难改的，你怎么改你的生命
？You know, it's very hard to change his old habits. How could you even change your own life?
世人是不可能改变的。
So as people can't change on their own.
但是新造的人在基督里可以改变。
However, a new creation.Can change in Jesus Christ.
这是我自己的感觉哈。
It's my own personal feeling.
我觉得我有改变。
I feel like I have changed.
我盼望你也能够做这样子的见证，说呢，哎，我也有改变。
So I hope you can also testify that the pastor has changed.
那我的改变不是因为年纪大了哈，不是因为年纪大了你就会改，不是啊。
So I, my changes is not just because my I've aged. So as an aged man, I changed.
因为如果年纪大了会改的话呢，是跟神没有关系的。
So if I have changed because my age, it's nothing to do with God.
如果你认识我久一点的话呢，就是说在这里有我在这里有十八年，如果认识我有这么长的时间的话呢。
I hope if you have lived, you have known me for long enough, not maybe necessarily 18 years, so you have noticed the changes in me.
在人不能，在我不能。
No, just if I won't be able to do it, if just on myself.
但是在神凡事都能。
However, everything is possible in God.
这是圣经，这个神是圣经所启示的神。
This God is the God revealed by the Bible.
所以我们再稍微再停一下，想一想。
So let's pause here for a second.
为什么我的生命没有改变？
Why our life has not changed?
是不是我喝的都是那些稀释过的灵奶？
It's just because we've been drinking those impure milk.
或者是呢，我很少很少去喝那个纯净的灵奶。
Or we're not drinking enough those.Pure spiritual milk.
或者是呢，我们想的呢，都是这地上的事情，我们没有机会呢去爱慕那个灵奶。
Oh, we spend all our time thinking about things on earth, so we have no time to even crave for spiritual milk.
我们累积这个圣经的知识，不等同于你把它吃下去，你把它喝下去，神的话。
Accumulating the wealth of a biblical knowledge is not equal to that you have eating.Taking the milk and grew in you.
你们要像出生的婴孩一样，渴求纯净的灵奶，好使你们能够长大，最终得到完全的拯救。
Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation.
就透过神的话语呢，我们呢会持续的在改变。
So through God's words, we can keep on changing.
作者使徒彼得，他不是在讲一个特殊的一个少数人的一个经历。
So Apostle Peter here is not telling the experience of for selected few.
他是在讲第三节，他说呢，
verse 3, 你们
既尝过主恩的滋味，意思就是说你们既尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
So it says, now that you have tasted.That the Lord is good means you will be able to do all this.
意思就是说呢，这些收信的读者呢，他们呢，每一个人都经历过这些。
Which means that every recipient of the letter have this experience.
当我们决志信主的时候，我们都经历到主恩了。
So when we become a believer and accept Jesus Christ, we have already experienced God's grace.
所以作者彼得呢就鼓励我们说呢，既然是这样子，那我们呢就更加的去爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
So the Peter is encouraging us. Now you have tasted that the Lord is good. You all need to crave for the pure spiritual milk.
越爱慕，越去领受，越去享受，我们的灵命呢就越加的成长。
The more you crave, the better the growth, your spiritual growth will be.
就好像。这个温牧师他在两个礼拜前拆船年会提到说
，So it's like a pastor Wan said about two weeks ago in his sermon.
他说呢，被改变的生命能够强而有力的去见证、去传福音。
A changed life can powerfully spread the words of the gospel.
新造的人是一个怎么样的人呢
？So what does a new creation look like?
才能见证自己已经经历到了、领受了主的恩典，他活出来。
So new creation can testify that he has received God's grace and he can live out God's grace.
所以呢，这个也是我们今天的回应。我们在群体当中呢，展现出我们是一个新造人。
So that should be our response that we need in public. We need to testify we're new creation.
这是最后一章。
So that's the new.
那今天的经文里头呢，他没有说我们要做什么或不做什么。
So in today's text, it didn't tell us what to do or not what not to do.
还告诉我们呢，要看自己呢是一个新造的人。
But rather is telling us that we need to view ourselves as a new creation.
是那种打从心里去爱慕神的话语。
It's a person that is a crave for God's word in our heart.
所以他在讲的只是一个态度，一个价值观的问题。
So what he's talking about is his own value system, his own attitude.
而且呢，我们不把自己的门呢关起来，我们搞孤僻呢，不跟人家交往。
And also, it's not like we just close our doors to do all the things all by ourselves, not to interact with others.
很自然的，我们就在我们的群体当中，我们的家庭里头呢，我们就展现出呢，我是新造的。
But rather, that very naturally among our communities, our family, we live up, we show that now we're a new creation.
你愿不愿意？
Are you waiting?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
使徒父神，我们谢谢你，因为你的话语带着能力、权柄。
God, we thank you because your words has power and authority.
相信你的话语会打动我们的心。
We believe that your words will move our heart.
你叫我们愿意谦卑、软化自己，不去抵挡你的话语。
So that we can humble ourselves before you and not to fight against your words.
让你那奇妙的工作就在我们心里头发生。
So then your miracle work can work in our heart.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.